In this bulletin, Coalition Climate Divisions continue as Labor prepares for a snap election. The New South Wales government announces its single biggest investment to tackle domestic violence. And in sport, Novak Djokovic refuses to share his vaccination status ahead of the Australian Open. Good afternoon from the SBS newsroom. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Barnaby Joyce has conceded Scott Morrison will make the final call on committing to a 2050 net zero carbon emissions target as Coalition Climate Divisions continue. The Deputy Prime Minister and Nationals leader says his party would not bully or coerce Mr Morrison to make a final decision. Some Nationals remain staunchly opposed to the 2050 target, while senior Liberal cabinet ministers are making the case to sign up. Mr Morrison has linked to Australia's alliances to the climate target he wants to take to the COP26 summit. During a sitting of federal parliament, Mr Morrison addressed a question from Labor leader Anthony Albanese on the matter during question time.
Has the government modelled the impact of net zero emissions by 2050? If the answer is yes, will the government release the modelling? If the answer is yes, when?
Speaker, when the government has fully considered these matters, we will be, of course, setting out all of our plans. And, Mr Speaker, we'll be setting out all of the benefits and we'll be setting out, Mr Speaker, all of the matters that relate to those policies. And that is the answer to the question, Mr Speaker, and we'll be very transparent.
And Labor says it's prepared for the possibility of a December federal election. Opposition leader Anthony Albanese thinks it's possible Prime Minister Scott Morrison will call an election for December the 11th after returning from the climate talks in Glasgow in November. Mr Albanese told Caucus the party needs to be ready for the campaign whenever it happens. Almost $500 million will be spent to help people fleeing domestic violence in New South Wales as part of a landmark investment to tackle the leading cause of homelessness for women and children. Premier Dominic Perrottet says the government will provide $484.3 million to address the issue. That's the single biggest investment to ending domestic and family violence in the state's history.
There is no person, no woman, no children who should suffer domestic violence and live in those environments. Today is a very important day in our state's history, and I think we'll look back on this day with this significant investment and know that it made a real difference to people's lives.
The money will be spent on support services, 75 women's refuges and 200 long-term affordable housing dwellings for women experiencing domestic violence. As Victoria edges closer towards exiting its sixth lockdown, another $21 million will be spent vaccinating those who have faced barriers in getting their COVID jab. The funding will target those living with a disability, at-risk youth, seniors, culturally and linguistically diverse communities, social housing residents and family violence survivors. Included is $13 million for those with complex needs, such as those in the child protection system, and will help them book appointments, arrange transport or childcare. Premier Daniel Andrews says $2.5 million will be allocated for volunteer organisations such as neighbourhood houses, men's sheds and multicultural groups to encourage their communities to get vaccinated.
As you've seen, we've taken this program right into local communities with pop-ups and micro pop-ups, literally neighbourhood vaccination activity, end of your street vaccination activity. That's one of the reasons why some local government areas of significant concern to us only a few weeks ago have gone from 50% single dose to over 90% single dose in just a matter of weeks.
Victoria's Health Department on Tuesday recorded 1,749 new locally acquired cases of COVID-19 and another 11 deaths. Let's move to sport now, and Novak Djokovic has again declined to reveal whether he's been vaccinated against COVID-19, emphasising that it's a private matter and an inappropriate inquiry. He also revealed he has not yet decided if he would defend his title at next year's Australian Open. Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews says unvaccinated tennis players are unlikely to be allowed at the Australian Open.
I don't think an unvaccinated tennis player is going to get a visa to come into this country. And if they did get a visa, they'd probably have to quarantine for a couple of weeks. I don't think that the person you indicated, or any other tennis player, let's not personalise it, any other tennis player or golfer or Formula One driver will even get a visa to get here. Professional sport is part of those authorised worker list, and they have to be double dose vaccinated.
Djokovic has won the Australian Open Grand Slam a record 9 times, including the past 3 editions. Djokovic is tied with Roger Federer and Rafael Nadal on a record 20 Grand Slam titles. Let's see what tomorrow's weather's doing. A few showers about in Perth, a top of 20, a cloudy 30 degrees for Adelaide, sunny and 23 for Melbourne. In Hobart, cloudy and 16. In Canberra, much the same, 19 degrees. 19 as well in Wollongong, a few showers about. Showers as well in Sydney, 21. Much the same in Newcastle, 23. A shower or two in Brisbane, 27. Mostly sunny in Cairns, 33. And a partly cloudy day for Darwin, where it'll be 35 degrees. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.